It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello, hello, and welcome to our show, Border Crossings, live with you from Studio 4. I'm Larry London, and as I've been promising, we have a very special interview. In fact, it's three interviews in a row coming up. About a week ago, I was at the annual Jingle Ball Music Festival here in Washington, D.C. at the Capital One Arena, just a few blocks away from the Voice of America, and I had a chance to meet some of today's biggest pop stars. I met with Charlie Puth. I met with Halsey. I saw quite a few. Zedd. I saw him and said hi to Zedd. He's been on the show before. Unfortunately, a lot of them were unable to spend any time doing interviews because they were off to perform on the stage, and their call times, as it's known in the business, required that they just say hi and bye. But I did have the opportunity to speak with three of the biggest names on the bill. We had a chance to talk to Halsey. She's nominated, Julia Michaels. She's nominated for two Grammy Awards, including Best New Artist, and a brand new band called Why Don't We? And they've got a holiday EP out. They are going on tour in 2018. They'll tell us all about that. And I also had a chance to talk with our first artist who we're going to hear from, Camila Cabello, who is getting ready to release her debut album January 12th. It's called Camila. That wasn't always the name. In fact, you'll hear me ask the question about the name change of the album. So Camila Cabello joins us as we begin our Border Crossings today. And here's her brand new single. This one's called Never Be the Same.
Move, babe. And I could try to run, but it will be
Okay, we're standing next to Camila Cabello, and of course, the hurting, the healing, the loving, January 12th. What's the significance of that name?
Well, actually, I changed the name to, it's just Camila now. So I basically changed it just because it was just like the story behind that title. It was just something that I needed to just like heal from and get over, and I just couldn't do that when I was just being asked questions about it all the time. You know what I mean?
Right.
It just became like, but I'm just in a different place in my life now, and I still have to talk and remember, you know, what that was about. So I changed it to Camila because I just feel like that's more representative of what this album means. It's not really about anybody else. It's about me and who I am, and you know, introducing myself as a person and as an artist to the world now. So I changed it.
Oh, congratulations. Havana, they said it, you know, they said, don't go with Havana. What? Platinum. Are you kidding me?
Well, I feel like, I don't know. It's hard to know with any song, like if it's going to connect or not, you know? And I feel like, especially because it's different. I think a lot of the times people, you know, they either, you know, they don't understand it or they're afraid that other people might not understand it. But I feel like if there's anything I've learned this year is you just have to go with what resonates the most with you. And sometimes it's going to work. I'm lucky that, you know, people connected with Havana. The next time, it might not. And you have to just kind of be okay with that and just be like, well, I'm still going to be me no matter what, you know.
Well, you're awesome. I mean, you are awesome. Are we seeing Carla tonight? Are we seeing Camila? Who are we seeing?
Definitely going to see. Well, right now it's definitely like Carla vibes, but later tonight it's gonna be Camila.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Camila Cabello, this is the Voice of America.
Traffic jam, yeah. I was quick to pay that girl like Uncle Sam. Here you go, ayy. Take it on me, ayy. Shawty craving on me, get the beating on me. She waited on me, yeah. Shawty caking on me, got the bacon on me. This is history and I'm making homie. Point blank, close range, that thing. If it goes a million, that's me. It's me. I was getting moolah, baby.
Havana, ooh, nah, nah.
Hey.
Half of my heart. Take me back.
Okay, we're talking with Julia Michaels. Congratulations on the Grammy nomination.
Thank you so much.
That's amazing. Everything's been happening so fast for you, even though you've been doing this for a few years now. I think 2010, the first album.
Yeah, well, this is my first mini album, yeah.
Mini.
So, yeah, I mean, so many things have happened this year. So many highlights I can take away from it this year.
Well, congratulations on Nervous System is the name of the album. Now, we're broadcasting to 100 countries around the world. The question I get asked to ask you is, how does a girl from Davenport, Iowa, make it into the limelight like you did? I mean, you're just working with Justin Bieber and all the biggest names. What was the path for you?
Well, I moved to L.A. when I was really young, and I just kind of was in the right place at the right time for a lot of things. I was mentored when I was 16 by two very, very amazing female topliners, songwriters, and just from there, I've gotten to work with so many incredible people. I'm so grateful.
You get to pick who you're working with? Or do they call you? How does it work? What's the process like?
It's both. Sometimes it's word of mouth. Sometimes we become friends and they're like, hey, we should totally write together. And I'm like, yeah, let's do that. So it depends on.
Have you written your acceptance speech for the Best New Artist Grammy?
I haven't written it. Sometimes I wake up and I think, who am I going to thank? But I haven't written it fully.
Songwriting or singing? What's your first passion?
Well, songwriting will always be my first love, just because I started with words, and that was the first thing that really spoke to me. No pun intended. But every day more and more, I'm becoming an artist, and I'm becoming really comfortable in my skin as an artist. So,
what's your plans for 2018? What do you got ahead?
So many plans. I mean, Grammys are coming up, so that's going to be the first thing. And then I go on tour with Niall Horan, and then I go on tour shortly after that with Maroon 5. So get to go on tour with lots of my friends.
Well, Happy New Year's, Happy Holidays.
Thank you. You too.
Julia Michaels, our guest.
I'm jealous. I'm overzealous. When I'm down, I get real down. When I'm high, I don't come down. I get angry. Baby, believe me. I can love you just like that. And I can leave you just as fast. But you don't judge me. Cause if you did, baby, I'd judge you too. No, you don't judge me. Cause if you did, baby, I'd judge you too. Cause I got issues, but you got them too. So give them all to me and I'll give mine to you. Bask in the glory of all our problems. Cause we got the kind of love it takes to solve them. Yeah, I got issues. And one of them is how bad I need you. You do shit on purpose. You get mad and you break things. Feel bad, try to fix things. But you're perfect, poorly wired circuit. And got hands like an ocean. Push you out, pull you back in. Cause you don't judge me. Cause if you did, baby, I'd judge you too. No, you don't judge me. Cause you see it from the same point of view. Cause I got issues.
We're at Jingle Ball here in downtown D.C. at the Capital One Arena, and why don't we?
Hello.
Why don't we?
Why don't we what?
That's your name. That's
right. Oh, yeah.
Now, you guys, internet sensations, y'all started as solo guys, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And you have a Christmas album out, I understand.
Yes. We do.
An EP.
An EP. Yeah. Well, what's it called?
A Why Don't We Christmas.
A Why Don't We Christmas.
See what we did there? We like really combined the name and, well.
With the holiday.
Yeah.
There's a lot of holidays, so that means more EPs?
Yeah. A Why Don't We Independence Day.
Why Don't We Passover?
What if we did a Halloween EP?
Listen, we're always putting out music, so we could.
Okay, which one of you guys was on American Idol? That's what I read.
Me. This lad
Wait,
right here.
Oh, a whole bunch of you.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
they were all on American
Idol. It was me.
And so what made you guys decide to make a band together? How did that come together?
So we were all on Match.com.
In yeah.
Or, I mean,
it was so nice.
I mean, online, just in general. Uh-huh. And we all met online from different things, and some of us had toured together as solo artists. We were all doing our own thing. And we decided to, hey, why don't we meet up in L.A. and just hang out for a week? And I don't think we even really planned on being a band. It just kind of happened. Like, and we were like, why don't we become a band? And
now
it's been going
now
amazing.
We're a band.
And now we have these amazing fans, limelights, and just everything has been amazing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That was only like a year ago, too. So
really?
We're new. But
we've had, what, a couple babies. Of EPs, though, right?
We have five?
Five EPs.
Five EPs in a year.
Wow.
See, we love making music for our fans.
Just love being a man band, you know?
Man. How old are you guys? You're all what?
28, I am.
No, you're not. How old are you guys?
I'm actually the oldest.
He's the youngest. He's 16.
I'm the youngest.
16. No, I'm 19.
18.
Yep.
19.
18.
19. Okay, so
16.
You're still in school?
18.
And 18.
Yes,
so you'd be the one still in
school. Yeah, 18. I do school.
He's still in school.
He's still in school.
Hey, I try to do my school as much as I can. We're really busy, so it's like...
And I understand that you guys also, somebody in the group, if not all of you, are inspired by Justin Bieber. That's what I read.
Yeah,
I
mean,
are you not?
Love Justin.
Dude.
We all kind
of... You know how much of a beautiful man that guy is?
Yeah. Yeah.
We all kind of grew up with him being, like, the teen heartthrob of like, our era. So, you know, us being aspiring performers and wanting to be in the pop world, that was kind of, like, our guy to look up to. And so
he definitely, like... Yeah, had a part in our sound.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of people did.
Yeah,
like Ed Sheeran, Drake.
Is a full studio album in the works? What's the plan for 2018?
It's funny you would ask.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it just is.
It's being blunt. Yeah. It's too hard to keep that
early,
a secret.
2018, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah.
Which is like, in a few weeks, soon.
I'm going bald.
We were just on the Today Show a few days ago, and I was like, I had the job of announcing the album, so I was like, early 2017, it's coming out, and I said 2017, not 2018.
Uh-oh. So now you have
a chance. I kind of messed it up. So yeah, 2018,
so
early
the album
2018.
We're working on already came out like 10 months ago.
Well, we're broadcasting in 100 countries right now.
Oh
wow!
Yeah, this is
only seen one man.
That's amazing.
230 million people.
Hello.
No. Okay. This is on tape.
What's up, homies?
Oh my gosh.
So I'm going to ask you, what is the name of the new album?
I can't say that part.
We can't say that. That is causing a lot of noise. Hey, we never even said we're coming out with an album.
Photosynthesis.
Yeah, 2017.
2018, not 2017. No. Oh, 2017, yeah.
That's it. His album came out in 2017.
Yeah.
Our album's coming out in 2016, actually.
Touring. I'm sure you guys are going to do touring. Now, because
we're going on tour in 2018.
February, March, and April, we're coming.
So because we're reaching an international audience, are you going to be touring internationally? I'm sure
We went to Europe, like 3 months ago?
Yes.
For the first time, and we didn't know what to expect, and then like hundreds of fans were showing up at every airport we stopped at, and so it was crazy. And so we're trying to get back there as soon as we can.
We like planes and long plane rides.
No,
so, but even more, you know, we like the actual place.
Yeah,
I don't like plane rides. I throw up on every ride.
Yes, to answer your question.
Thank you. I know I get an answer eventually. Yes. See, I can tell you guys like each other. You genuinely like each other, so that's great. That's wonderful. You hate them all.
I hate us?
Why Don't We is the name of the group, and the new EP's out, too, so pick it up. And thank you guys for joining
us
on The Voice of America.
I've been all through the country, from L.A. to Kentucky. Met a girl in Houston, but she know that there are bad girls in Perry. No, they want to get married. Some beautiful ones in Tokyo. And some go to college, some on the model, some dig it for that gold. Some fly solo, some wanna stay at home. Who I want them all? These girls. The ones that you bring home to mama. These girls. And the ones who love all of the drama. These girls. I swear there's way too many. Try to fall for one, but I can't help it. I just wanna love all.
trying to be like Rihanna. Rihanna, Rihanna. And I can choose one, I just gotta be honest. Oh, I don't know how to decide it. Too many girls on my mind, yeah. Too many girls will be fine. I want them all. These girls, the ones that you bring home to mama. These girls, and the ones who love all of the drama. These girls, I swear there's way too many trying to fall for one, but I can't help it, I just wanna love all. The independent ones with money. These girls. The crazy ones that love to party. These girls. I swear there's way too many. Try to fall for one, but I can't help it. I just wanna laugh. Oh. Hey. Hollywood girls tryna be like Rihanna. And I can choose one, I just gotta be honest. Oh, I don't know how to decide. Too many girls on my mind. Yeah, too many girls on my mind. Ooh, I want them all. The ones that you bring home to mama. And the ones who love all of the drama. I swear there's way too many trying to fall for one, but I can't help it, I just wanna love.
Crossings and Why Don't We, the name of the band. That is a brand new song from those guys, these girls, and I want to thank them for joining us. Also, thank you to Julia Michaels and Camila Cabello, who also joined us to talk about her upcoming solo debut January 12th. It was a lot of fun. Another Jingle Ball Festival in the can, so thank you guys very much. I had a great time meeting everybody and appreciate the opportunity to talk to some of the biggest names in music. And I want to say hi, speaking of names, to Charles Borromeo. I heard from Gerardo Cafe in the Philippines, Fishmoni Penguin Oba, Zaklin Cholo Zahar. Etienne is in Kigali, listening to 104.3 FM. Awalu England Geographer is with us, taking care of her newborn little baby. Gorgeous little baby. Vincent Maloba is on his bus ride, his 500-kilometer bus ride to Nairobi right now, listening to Border Crossings. Mary Buckman, Ria Lorvin, Reem Alkatan, and Eritiola Damilola also checked in at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. If you listen closely to the song we just heard from Why Don't We, there was a bit about Rihanna. Well, I've got some music by Rihanna coming up. This is a request from Magembe, who's in Ghana. And Rihanna says, Larry, don't stop the music.
Please don't stop the music, music, music. Please don't stop the music, music, music. Please don't stop the music, music, music. Please don't stop the music.
Started. I just came here to party, but now we're up
Hi, I'm Rihanna, and you're listening to Larry London.
I walk on water, but I know Jesus. I walk on water, but only when it freezes.
Why are expectations so high? Is it the bar I set, my arms I stretch, but I can't reach? A far cry from it, or it's in my grasp, but as soon as I grab squeeze, I lose my grip like the flying trapeze. Into the dark I plummet, now the sky's blackening. I know the mark's high, but flies rip apart my stomach, knowing that no matter what bars I come with, you're gonna heart gripe, and that's a hard fight getting to swallow. So I scrap these as pressure increases like khakis. I feel the ice cracking because the curse of the standard that the first of the Mathers disc set, always in search of the verse that I haven't spit yet. Will this step just be another misstep to tarnish whatever the legacy, love, or respect I've garnered? The rhyme has to be perfect, the delivery flawless, and it always feels like I'm hitting the mark till I go sit in the car, listen and pick it apart. Like this is garbage. God's given me all this, still I feel no different regardless. Kids look to me as a god. This is ridiculous. If only they knew, it's a facade and it's exhaustive. And I try not to listen to nonsense, but if you bitches are trying to strip me of my confidence, mission accomplished. I'm not Godsend, Nas, Rakim, Pac, Big, James, Todd, Smith, and I'm not Prince.
I walk on water, but I ain't no Jesus. I walk on water, but only when it freezes, 'cause I'm only human, just like you, making my mistakes. Oh, if you only knew, I don't think you should believe in me the way that you do, 'cause I'm terrified to let you down. Oh,
it's true, I'm a Rubik's, a beautiful mess, at times juvenile, yes. I goof and I jest, a flawed human, I guess. But I'm doing my best to not ruin your expectations and meet them. But first, the speed em verse. Now Big Sean, he's going too fast. Is he gonna shout or curse out his mom? There was a time I had the world by the b****s eating out my palm. Every album song, I was spazzing the b- out on, and now I'm getting clowned and frowned on. But the only one who's looking down on me that matters now's Deshaun. Am I lucky to be around this long? Begs the question though, especially after the methadone is yesterday fades and the Dresden home is burnt to the ground and all that's left of my house is lawn. The crowds are gone and it's time to wash out the blonde. Sales decline, the curtains drawn, they're closing the set. I'm still poking my head from out behind, and everyone who has doubt remind, now take your best rhyme, outdo it, now do it 1,000 times. Now let them tell you the world no longer cares or gives a f*** about your rhymes. And as I grow out of sight, out of mind, I might go out of mind. 'Cause how do I ever let this mic go without a fight when I made a f***ing tightrope out of twine? But when I do fall from these heights, though, I'll be fine. I won't pout or cry or spiral down or whine. But I'll decide if it's my final bow this time around. 'Cause
I'll walk on water, but I know Jesus. I'll walk on water, but only when it freezes. 'Cause I'm only human, just like you.
cause I'm just a man, but as long as I got a mic, I'm godlike, so me and you are not alike. I wrote Stan.
Border Crossings. And that is a brand new song, Walk on Water. It's Eminem, of all people, featuring Beyonce. Eminem and Beyonce. And if that threw you, if you weren't expecting Eminem and Beyonce to collaborate, how about Eminem and Ed Sheeran? Or Eminem and Alicia Keys? Or Eminem and Ex-Ambassadors? Or how about Eminem and Kehlani? Or Eminem and Pink? Or Eminem and Skylar Grey? All of those artists appear on his brand new album, Revival. Not sure if that marks a change in direction for Eminem. Sounds like the old Eminem, but certainly much more mainstream than the hip-hop and rap that he's known for in the past. It's okay. Eminem is, you know, he's in his mid-40s now, so maybe he's toning things down just a little bit. James Anon requested that song. James listens to us in Ghana on 98.1 FM. There is a report right now that we already know that Beyonce is going to headline the Coachella Valley Music Festival in April in the Palm Springs Desert of California. But now there's a report that Eminem is also going to be on the stage as well. So that would be quite a show. Coming up in April, the annual Coachella Valley Music Festival. Thank you, James, for your request. Also want to say hi, speaking of Ghana, to Cletus Clarks, who's listening to us at 98.1 FM as well. Nayo Emmanuel tunes in Rwanda. Hormeku Partisan's with us. Bijan Adams from India said hi and namaste. Kapo Klee Kapo Sutomo Huang is with us. Evelyn Donoso Abog. And let's see, we heard from James Patrick Alpha and Mohammed Al-Quirari and Kenneth Arhin, who are all listening to Border Crossings today. And we got a whole bunch of folks, too, that stop by our Facebook page. Isa Dehiru, a longtime listener. Karuna Kantapal, Joe Zabi, Okin Kenyatta Joseph is with us. So thank you for going to our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. A lot of people discover us on Facebook, just like this next guy, our next artist. We're going to feature, and I promised this on the show yesterday, in communicating with him. He listens to us in Kuwait. He's a musician, and he's put out a number of songs in Kuwait and has a website, has an album, which sounds really good. He goes by Truth. And so thank you very much for listening to the show. And I promised him I would play his new song today on our program for everybody in Kuwait on 96.9 FM and for our worldwide audience. So everybody gets a chance to hear Truth for the first time. Here's his new single. It's called Blackness of Hell on Border Crossings.
Deep down dark cabin of fire. Deep down the canyon of hell. Deep down the blackness of night, behold the demon that possesses my soul. Far out towards distant storm, far out into the flames of chaos, far out into the angry sky, the blackness of terror will devour your whole. Now it's time to plunge into the hole. Now it's time for warfare of the soul. Now it's time to tear the flesh, to tear the bones and burn me whole. Demons from the pit, demons from the void, demons from the darkest hole. Where fire burns and eats my soul, where fire burns and eats my soul, where fire burns and eats my soul. From my heart, bring out the darkness, bring out the poison, bring out the things that run through my veins. Deep down dark cavern of fire, deep down the canyon of hell, deep down the blackness of night, behold the demon that possesses my soul. Far out through a distant storm, far out into the flames of chaos, far out into the angry sky, the blackness of terror will devour your whole. Now it's time to plunge into the hole, now it's time for warfare of the soul. Now it's time to tear the flesh, to tear the bones and burn me whole. Demons from the pit, demons from the void, demons from the darkest hole. Where fire burns and eats my soul, where fire burns and eats my soul, where fire burns and eats my soul. Bring out the blackness from my heart, bring out the darkness, bring out the poison, bring out the flames that run through my veins. Deep down dark cavern of fire, deep down the canyon of hell, deep down the blackness of night, behold the demon that possesses my soul. Far out for a distant storm, far out into the flames of chaos, far out into the angry sky, the blackness of terror will devour your whole. Now it's time to plunge into the hole, now it's time for warfare of the soul. Now it's time to tear the flesh, to tear the bones and burn me whole. Demons from the pit, demons from the void, demons from the darkest hole. Where fire burns and eats my soul, where fire burns and eats my soul, where fire burns and eats my soul. Bring out the blackness from my heart, bring out the darkness, bring out the poison, bring out the flames that run through my veins. We'll be right back.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
For all the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name, you think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, 'cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, 'cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For all the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Border Crossings and Justin Bieber, Love Yourself. That's a song that was co-written by Julia Michaels with Justin Bieber. She also co-wrote Sorry for Justin on his Purpose album. And that is a request from Nishi in Ethiopia, listening to Border Crossings today. Now, if you are interested in the latest Justin Bieber news, I have some for you. First of all, Selena Gomez and Justin have reconciled. They're back together, although neither one of them is officially saying, we're back together now. But it's pretty obvious they've been spotted everywhere together, traveling on private planes together. Selena's mom, who's not a big fan of Justin's, was in the hospital earlier this week. She checked in for a couple of days in the hospital for stress and to unwind and to relax and get some care and attention. And apparently there were some other things, underlying factors to her going into the hospital. It's well known that she doesn't care for Justin, doesn't approve of her daughter being with Justin, and certainly isn't going to be happy that they've reconciled and they're together again. In fact, mom has unfollowed Selena's Instagram account
because she doesn't want to see all the photos with Justin and all the things they're up to. So that's what she's decided to do. But anyway, Justin promises that he's going to win Selena's mom's support back. He's going to win it. He's going to do whatever it takes to get it. Thank you, Nishi in Ethiopia, for that request. Haroon is with us. Jaro Ali Nene's tuned in. Jimmy Wanda and Aditha Pratika in India tuned into Border Crossings on this Thursday. If you want to join the show, call 202-619-2077. That's our phone number. You can dial us up and make a request. You can also send an email to bordercrossings@voa.gov. And you can go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. We're going to be giving away 4 holiday CDs in just a matter of moments, so hang around for that. We have a request from Christia Ruther Kalisa for Ludacris. Ludacris's real name is Chris Bridges. And Ludacris was in Washington, D.C. this past Monday. He was here for business. The paparazzi spotted him having dinner at the Marriott Marquis Hotel in downtown D.C. And apparently he's here for his charity, the Ludacris Foundation. And he was meeting with some folks from the committee who are involved with running the Ludacris Foundation, raising money for various different charities. And, of course, Ludacris is very involved in his Fast and Furious film series he's been on. And he's currently working on his 9th album. So that's what he's up to these days. Here's Ludacris. And this song is called Welcome to Atlanta. Just don't go to the airport. They had a power outage this week. Many, many people were stranded. Here's Ludacris.
Welcome to Atlanta, jacking hammers and bows. Back to the Mackin' and jacking the clothes. Adolescents packing a foe. A knock on the door.
Who is it?
I would happen to know. The one with the flow.
Who did it?
It was me, I suppose. JD in the rolls and Ludas in the cut supreme. Skating down old Nat. Tucked and lean. I split your spleen. As a matter of fact, I split your team. No blood on the sneaks. Gotta keep it so my kicks is clean. I get the cream. Cops see me flick my beans. I'm allergic to doc prescribed antihistamines. Oink, oink, pig, pig, do away with the pork. Only silverware needs a steak knife and a fork. Did you forget your manners? I'm Bruce with banners. Ludacris, Johnny Rockets when I shoot the cannon. The woolly mammoth saber tooth. Bite your tongue. I won't stop until I'm rich as the whites will come. I pull up in a black Lotus. Your plaques are bogus. So I strip them off the wall. Waiting for my cue to corner pocket 8-ball. You racking them up. I'm big paper like pancakes stacking them up. In fact, I'm slapping them up. Cadillac is a truck. I can't lose with 22s. That's what's up. Running in the back. The better than the aqueduct. Chilling in the
yo, 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 welcome to Atlanta where the players play and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Welcome to Atlanta where the players play and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Now the party don't start till I walk in and I usually don't leave until the thing is. But in the meantime, in between time, you work your thing, I work mine. I've been putting it down here since 83, since the Lake Show MD rivalry, when Frozen Paradise was the place to be. If you was riding, you was bumping the homie Shy D. I'm the MVP, most ballin'est player. Make my own rules, call me the mayor. Monday night, Gentlemen's Club. Tuesday night, I'm up in the Velvet Room getting up. Wednesday, I'm at Strokers on Lean. Thursday, jump clean, then I fall up in cream. Friday, Shark Bar Kaya with Frank Ski. Right on the flow is where you can find me. Saturday, is off the Heezy for Sheezy. You can find me up in one Tweezy. Sunday, is when I get my sleep in. Cause on Monday, we be at it again. Holla. Yo, 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 yo. Yo. Welcome to Atlanta where the players play and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Welcome to Atlanta where the players play and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Welcome to Atlanta where the players play and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Welcome to Atlanta where the players play and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Thank you.
Childish Gambino for Simone in Kuwait on Border Crossing's Redbone, which is a song that's up for Record of the Year. Also, his new album, Awaken My Love, is up for Album of the Year. He's nominated for 2 Grammys. Good luck to Childish Gambino, and thank you, Simone, for that request. And I also want to say hello to Manuela Garcia Rodriguez and Fasil Ademeshiwa and Zubida Ramish, who are all tuned in to Border Crossings today. It's time now for our CD giveaway. Yes, we've got a contest. 4 holiday CDs to give away to a lucky listener. 1 lucky listener. Wish we had enough for everybody. We got a special giveaway coming up in January around the Grammys. Today's lucky listeners, Nishi in Ethiopia. Congratulations, Nishi in Ethiopia. You are the winner today, and you get the Frank Sinatra Ultimate Christmas Collection, the Trolls Holiday Collection, Lindsey Stirling's Warmer in Winter, and the Now That's What I Call a Merry Christmas compilation holiday album. All those albums are yours. Now, I did mention a Grammy compilation CD coming your way in January. Make sure you're listening to win. This is all the Grammy-nominated artists, the biggest hits from the Grammys, and they're on this Grammy-nominated CD. The Grammy nominees 2018. I am so excited to have this CD. This is definitely going to be a hot item to win, and you can only win it by listening here to Border Crossing starting in January. And don't forget Monday's show. Monday, we've got Jim Brickman and John Androsik as our special guests on our holiday special, a Very Merry Border Crossings holiday special on Monday's program. I'll see you tomorrow for more Border Crossings requests and dedications. Thanks to Wagner, our engineer, and Vince, our director. And again, thank you, Camila Cabello and Julia Michaels, and Why Don't We, for joining us on today's show. I'm Larry London. Have a great night. This is Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network.